It's 9 minutes after 2 o'clock. You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison and Dawson. And joining us on the phone right now, Paul Ramo here in the studio for going to interrupt the old time show for a little bit. On the phone with us right now is Lacapral Valley Band Director Nicole Markworth, who is in sunny Florida with the band, Lacapral Valley Band. And good afternoon, Nicole.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, what's the weather like down in Florida?
It is absolutely beautiful. It's been sunny every day we're here, and today's our warmest day, and it's about 83, 84 degrees.
I'm rubbing in.
Yeah, we're staying away from that snow.
Yeah, that's right. Lacapral Valley Band is making a trip this week to Florida. I want you to tell us all about it, Nicole.
Yeah, so we started off, we left after our concert on Monday night and headed down to St. Louis on Tuesday, and Tuesday morning we went to the St. Louis Arch. And Tuesday night, we went to the Grand Ole Opry, and that was a neat experience. The kids got to see Chris Jansen inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, so that was pretty cool. Wednesday, we went straight to Cocoa Beach. We got to see a few sharks in the water and a dolphin and had a day there. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we've been at Disney, and I'm going to let the kids talk a little bit more about the workshops they've done, but it's been a pretty cool experience for everybody.
Yeah, it's. I've seen the pictures on Facebook and stuff. Looks like the kids are having a pretty great experience with the workshops, huh?
Yeah, they are.
So how many kids you got with you, Nicole?
We've got 19 kids and 5 adults.
Tell about a little bit about the workshops, quick.
Yeah, so the first workshop they did yesterday morning was called Festival Disney, and they worked with 3 college professors from across the nation, and they critiqued us and gave us comments and worked with us a little bit on that. And then last night they got to perform or record a song and then watch it back on the video.
Okay. All right. And what are some of the highlights for you so far on this band trip to Florida, Nicole?
My highlight would be our workshop last night. It was an awesome experience getting to see the kids progress just in 2.5 hours from when they started to when they got done, and having them know that put your mind to it, you really can get a lot done in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. All right. I know it took a team effort to raise funds for the trip and everything, and the kids are really enjoying it.
Yes, it did. We thank everybody who was able to support us.
Okay. You have some band members next to you there?
I do. I will pass it over to Grace Hegland.
Okay. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. How's it going down in Florida?
Oh, it's awesome. It's nice and sunny here, which is a lot better than the snow we're getting at home.
Yeah, you probably want to stay down there for a little bit. So,
yeah.
Grace, why don't we start out with you? What instrument do you play in the band?
I play the trumpet.
Okay. And talk about your experience so far. What have you learned on the trip?
Well, it's been awesome. I mean, like Ms. Markworth said, we went to the Arch the first day and just kind of toured, and then the Grand Ole Opry Tuesday night, and I mean, I'm not a huge fan of country music, but it was still an awesome experience just seeing all the people there and the artists and everything. And then the beach and Disney and the rides and all of that were great, but the workshops actually were super fun. I mean, we got to work with the professor and a producer, actually, and he, like, wrote all the songs that we performed. He made the arrangements for, so that was super cool, and he was a lot of fun too, which helped because it was a 2-hour workshop.
Okay. Now I understand, you know, when you go to a movie in the movie theater, you know, there's a lot of music in the background. Is that kind of what you were doing?
Yeah. So we actually got to, we recorded everything that we played. Like, so we'd get, I think he gave us 60 seconds to a minute and a half or so to just kind of look at our songs, and then we would play it quick and record it, and if we liked it, we got to keep it, and he let us redo a couple other ones too.
Okay.
So that was really cool. And then we got to put one of our songs actually on the soundtrack of the movie, so we got to watch the movie and see our own music being played with it.
Wow, that's pretty cool, isn't it, huh?
yeah, it was awesome.
All right, any other best moments that you've had on the trip so far?
I don't know. Like I said, everything at Disney is fun besides standing in line for a long time. But, yeah,
okay.
No, it's been a great experience.
And what grade are you in, Grace?
I'm a junior.
Okay. And you enjoy band?
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun, and having the opportunity to do something like this makes it all even more worthwhile. Yeah. So.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Grace. Who do you got standing next to you there?
Jordan Third.
Okay, Jordan. All right, let's put Jordan on. Thanks, Grace.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jordan. How's it going?
Oh, it's great. Loving the warm weather.
You're soaking up the sun rays, I hear, huh?
Yeah, we sure are. Lots of people are sunburned, so. But it's good.
Rub it in.
Yeah.
Jordan, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about you, what grade you're in, and what instrument you play in band?
I am a senior, and I play the flute.
Okay. And how's your experience been so far?
It has been amazing. All of us, we have had a lot of fun and a lot of time to get to know each other. We, like Grace and Mrs. Marker said, our trip started out with going to the Grand Ole Opry, mm-hmm. and then we went to the beach the next day, which was awesome. We got to see four different sharks swimming kind of near the sand, so that was pretty great.
Sharks?
Yeah, my brother was actually in the water at the time, and we were all like, get out!
Oh, seriously?
It was awesome, yeah. And then Disney has been awesome. It's been really fun, and it's a really magical place.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
How did your performances go then?
They went very well. Mm-hmm. For not playing in a week, they went really well for us, and we sounded well.
How many performances have you done or performed in a few different places?
Yeah, so we had three songs that we've been practicing for a while, and we performed those in the morning yesterday. And then last night we played quite a few songs that we recorded.
And what's been your best moment, Jordan?
My best moment has been just being here with everyone and getting to go to the workshop last night. That was amazing. We're so lucky we had the chance to come down here and do it. And actually a funny moment was when the chaperones, we did a song. And they had to go up to the front of the auditorium place, and they made animal noises during the song. So we get to bring a video home of that we get to hear.
I think your dad was involved in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. It was pretty funny. Yep. It was hard to play. We were laughing so hard.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Yeah. Thanks for the time, Jordan. And we got one more band member.
Yep, Charlie Alston.
Okay, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking to the Lock Pearl Valley Band. They are in Florida. And Charlie?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Charlie. How's it going?
It's going really well.
Okay. Well, yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and what instrument you play, Charlie.
I'm in eighth grade, and I play tenor saxophone, and I'm one of three eighth graders invited on this trip.
Oh, wow, okay. So how's it going for you? How's your performances been?
Our performances went really well. I don't really know what else to say. Yep. We all pretty much played our best, and the workshops really helped our sound.
What happens in a workshop that you're in? I mean, can you take us through some details of the workshop?
So basically what happened was we played a song, and like we played it pretty bad, and he's like, and then the instructor was like, okay, good morning. He said something about Good Morning America needing something for their opening, and then he told us that, like, oh, we're gonna send in that last recording, and then and it's gonna have your school's name in big bright lights saying, like, this is the Lost Pearl Band. And then everyone's like, oh no, please, let's do it again. We're going to do better this time.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Then that got everyone laser focused in.
Okay, great. And so what have you learned on this trip so far, Charlie?
I learned a better way to play my instrument. It's kind of hard to explain over the phone, mm-hmm. but and I learned how to blend better too.
Okay. What's some of your best moments that you've had on a trip so far?
The workshop, well, our instructor at the workshop, he made two and a half hours seem like half an hour, so
it went fast, huh?
He just made it really fun, and he just helped the time go by.
Okay. All right, and you having fun at was it Disneyland?
Disney World in Florida.
In Florida. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty nice there, huh?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks, Charlie, for your time. You want to put Nicole
Thank
back
you.
On?
Yeah. Okay. Here she is. Thank you. Hi there.
Yeah, Nicole. Just wrapping up here. What's the rest of the schedule for the La Caprile Valley Band?
So we are just about 10 minutes away from leaving Hollywood Studios, and then we're going to head over to Typhoon Lagoon, which is an outdoor water park and beach area, and they have an event just for all the students in Festival Disney. So there'll probably be about 1,000 students there just for us, and they close the whole water park down just for those students, and they have a beach party and award ceremony. So that'll be done at 9:30 tonight, and then we start our drive back home after that.
Okay, well, the snow should be melted by the time you get back then.
That would be great.
Yeah, talk a little bit about, the workshops, what that meant to you as a band director and the kids.
So the first one, the Festival Disney, was similar to what I would compare to our, like, large group contest where we go and we perform, and it's a quick in-and-out type of event. So we went in, we warmed up for about 15 minutes, played our three songs, and then a clinician worked with us for 15, 20 minutes, and she just helped work a lot on breathing and sound. So for me, that was nice that the kids could hear kind of the same things I've talked about and that different judges have talked about on breathing together and things like that. So that was a neat experience for everyone. And then last night, for me personally, I got to play with the group. I got to play the keyboard, so that was pretty cool. And then just being able to have them see that they are capable of doing something so good and so great in a short amount of time. Having them have that confidence and focus instilled in them was really amazing.
All right. Sounds like a very educational experience for the kids.
Yeah, it definitely was. They learned a lot.
All right. And I want to hear more about what Jordan mentioned about some of the adult chaperones that make animal noises during one of the routines, huh?
Yeah, so we had to do a song called Trash in the Camp. I believe it's from Tarzan. And so we played a song, and then the chaperones had to be the jungle animals in the background. So they didn't know they were going to have to do it. And the worker called them up and they said, okay, we got monkeys and giraffes and snakes and lions, and you're going to be the background noise. And so they were our jungle animals. And then they got to be on our soundtrack with us.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, Nicole, thanks for your time. I just want to encourage people. You can go on Facebook and follow the La Caprile Valley Band, right? And just like their page.
Yep, go on there, follow us. We've got lots of pictures posted, and we've been able to do a lot of stuff over social media on the trip. So okay. I do have Jordan here who would like to say one more thing.
Okay.
It'll be good to go.
All right, thank you, Nicole.
Yep, thank you. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Jordan.
I would just like to give some thank yous. Thank you so much to everyone back at home who has supported us for this whole trip. Thank you to all the chaperones who have come with us. Thank you to the bus drivers. And thank you to Mrs. Markworth and her parents, because we would not be down here without them. So
that's right.
Thank you.
It's a team effort, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Have a safe trip home then.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. That's the La Caprile Valley Band Department with band director Nicole Markworth talking about their trip that they're currently participating in down in Florida.